First half, it was a very tightly contested game, 22-17 at the break, and then the second half, just couldn't get any rhythm going whatsoever, and Ulysses really took a lot of your game out.
Yeah, we knew that about Ulysses. You know, they play hard. They're a scrappy team, and I was pleased with our energy tonight, but there was just a few areas where we really have to clean up. Ulysses comes in with a lot of seniors and a lot of experience and probably a better overall team than us. And if we are going to beat a team that's coming in better than us, we got to clean up and do the little things better. We watched every shot they took and to see if it went in, and then tried to react and get a rebound. That's just too late. So we got to clean that up.
First quarter, you guys did a very good job crashing the boards, and then Ulysses started taking over on the second chance opportunities as last three quarters.
Yeah, and they did. We know that they are. We expected that, and we have to do a better job competing the whole game. The first quarter, you know, we had a lot of energy, a lot of good things happened, and they made a pretty good adjustment and started getting the ball in the middle of it on our defense. And we just didn't crash the glass hard enough.
All right, once again, head coach Shelby Crawford for Lady Beavers joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Lady Beavers falling tonight here 51-28. And he did get into some foul trouble with some of your players as the game wore on. Madison Orr, who had foul trouble in the first half. I think Keanu Eager got into foul trouble. Then Paige Winterling got into some foul trouble. But you guys did a good job of kind of coming in with some of your backups. Nancy Wiebe had a lot of hustle play. Madison Orr, even though the foul trouble, she had some pretty good hustle play again tonight.
Yeah, and those two, they're energy girls, and they play with good energy. Sometimes they take with Nancy, it takes her out of the play, and she's doesn't hustle to get back into play. That foul trouble, a lot of times it happens 60 feet from the other team's goal, and that's something that we talked about in the locker room. We have to be smarter with our fouls, and they're not going to hurt us 60 feet away. And so I'd rather use them being foul trouble, using them when they're, have a scoring opportunity.
All right, and a tough loss for you guys, but this is a pretty good experience senior-laden team, and you guys played it with them for really 2.5 quarters. They just couldn't get the scoring going early on in that third quarter.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking about this week. We're young. If everyone wants to play basketball next year, then we're going to return a lot of experience for the first time in Scott City girls since I've lived in Scott City for the girls program. And, throughout our league, the best players are seniors outside of Hugoton. And there's going to be a chance to move up if we can learn from games like this how to compete against an experienced team that plays really hard that lacks size. If we can learn some things this year, there's potential to move up and get quite a few league wins in the near future.
Well, you have about a week off before your next game Thursday. You open up the Orange and Black with Pine Creek out of Colorado Springs area. And what are some things that you guys are going to try to do to work on the next 3 days to get ready for them?
We're gonna work on reaction two shots and just trying to find some inside position. Not when the shot hits the rim, but when it leaves the hand. We're gonna work on. Still need to clean up our press break. I thought we handled it a little bit better. The bad part about it is in the press break tonight. We're not leading the girls when they're moving down the floor. They have to stop and catch a pass, and it just takes all the rhythm out of what we're trying to do. We cleaned up some turnovers against the press, but that's still just a weak area for us.
All right, once again, the head coach for Lady Beavers, Shelby Crawford, joining us here at halftime of the boys. Lady Beavers dropping one here at 51-28. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us here. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.